It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Rich Thomas here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers. They're a one-of-a-kind jeweler in Montgomery, owned and operated by Troop Booth, a family business since 1977. It was started by Troop's grandparents, and he's owned it since 2015. He's the only employee. There's no overhead with other sales or support people. So he's able to do what he does best, and that's give you a fair and honest price for your antique or estate jewelry. If you click on their Facebook or Instagram page or go to their website, heirloomjewelry.com, click on any of the items. This is jewelry that tells a story. Some of the pieces we saw dated back to the 1800s and some even older than that. Fascinating stories behind the jewelry you want to buy or the jewelry you want to sell. Contact Troop. He is an expert. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday 10 to 2. By appointment only. Look at their Facebook and Instagram pages. Read some of the reviews and testimonials. Not to mention you can click on and check out the amazing inventory of antique jewelry on their website, heirloomjewelers.com. Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road at the corner of Watchman Drive.
Today is March 28th, something on a stick day. A day to enjoy foods like popsicles, corn dogs, and kebabs. Whatever you eat today, make sure it's on a stick. I just wish I had known that before I made this oatmeal. I'm going to starve to death trying to eat this with a toothpick.
Car sounding a bit rough? You know what's great? If your car engine is not performing the way you'd like, or the light comes on and says, check the oil or the filter, or just check engine light. It's great to have a place to know where to take it as soon as something like that happens. And for so many people here in the River Region, that place with three locations is Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Certified technicians, state-of-the-art diagnostics, and customer service that makes it so easy to keep your car maintained. Not to mention that when you need tires, they're the place to go for a wholesale price on a tire and a price that always includes installation. If you need a ride to your office or back to your house, just ask. Whatever it takes to facilitate the maintenance of your car, Don Duncan would love to do it. They do it from Mount Duncan, serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's on the hill up there. Downtown at 408 Madison. If you work downtown, that's ideal. And Southeast Montgomery from Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, also on Facebook.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
And I am the Master Controller at 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The investigation continues after six people were killed at a small private Nashville Christian school on Monday after a shooter opened fire. The shooter also killed, police say, 28-year-old Audrey Hale was a former student. There's still no motive. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced that he intends to deploy tactical nuclear weapons on the territory of Belarus. The move appears to be another attempt by Putin to raise the stakes in the conflict in Ukraine. Migrants fearing deportation set mattresses ablaze at an immigration detention center in northern Mexico, starting a fire that killed at least 40 people. That facility in Ciudad Juarez across from El Paso, Texas. Stocks finishing lower. The Dow was down 37 points. The NASDAQ lost 52 and the S&P dropped 6. This is SRN News.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV. Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. I knew we could not put off getting life insurance. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-940-6161. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
All right, we've been doing some great audio this afternoon, so let's look for some more in just a couple of minutes. Son of a bitch. You know, if the news isn't enough to give me a stroke this afternoon, the equipment in here may be the last straw. I cannot believe this disgusting, incompetent boob that goes out in front of the nation's media every day to speak on behalf of her demented boss. I want to hear what Josh Hawley had to say. Basically, Corinne Jean-Pierre said that the shooting in Nashville was the fault of Republicans. I wish a Republican woman would have the guts to go up to her and say, step outside, because I'm going to knock your ass to the ground. They just say whatever the fuck they want and get away with it. It's like we're just passive idiots. Well, we expect it, right? Soldier boy.
Well, thanks for that beep, Greg. Hey, I just heard on your radio clip there, they said they have no motive on the shooter. When are they going to release the manifesto? They keep talking about it, teasing about it. Are they rewriting it for the narrative?
No doubt.
I mean, that should have been released. They released the body cams, the shooting, the break-in. Where's the manifesto? It don't take that long to get a copy machine and print it, okay, and scan it.
Yeah, as I recall in our... over the course of my life in this history with people that have manifestos from the David Koresh's and others, those are genuinely, generally rather, made available quickly. I don't know why that's not the case here. Could be they're just protecting another trans mass murderer.
Well, I think what it is, too, is it's anti-Christian, and they don't want to release it because it's going to break up their narrative.
If it's anti-Christian, that why wouldn't they release it? Because they're already, that nitwit in the White House is already blaming Republicans. So what's the next step? Why not see, this would have never happened if it wasn't for Christianity. So let's take away religious freedom while we're making a long list of things we should get rid of.
Totally agree on that one. They're just breaking a list and make a list and they're ticking it twice and just breaking it down.
Yeah.
But I want to see that manifesto because I tell you, it's going to be very, if they release it in its entirety, shouldn't be edited or anything. And it's going to be very telling.
Meanwhile, President Numbnuts today, and thank you for the call, made an appearance somewhere. And he's just wandering around at the end. He doesn't even know where to go. It's like taking a little kid to the store. He's going to be the first president on a leash. Because it's at the point, and you know, you see these people that are there, and they're either trying not to laugh or they're trying to, you know, be respectful of the office while he's like Pac-Man, you know, changing directions. He has no idea where he's going. Somebody has to take him by the hand to get him where they want him to go. So let me see. Am I going to find Tom Cotton saying something, or am I going to... because I don't want to read it. I want to hear Tom Cotton, what he had to say. So let's see if we can look that up and bring it your way here in a minute on this very joyous Tuesday afternoon. Keep listening for the secret strike. When you hear it, be caller 3 at 272-9228 and win Eden Bowl for 2 at Bama Lanes. I'll tell you what, bowling is also a great way to blow off some steam. You may not be interested in score, but there's something about throwing a bowling ball as hard as you can at wooden pins that is cathartic. It may be a healthier release than some of the other things that are potential. Now, is this going to play for me? This is what I really wanted to start the hour with. Oh, good. I was able to successfully shut off all the audio I didn't ask for. Oh, and now it's got to go through this. Is Radio Shack open? Can we take our stuff back there? Because this is nuts. I can't, you know, this wouldn't even be a problem if there was a way here in this building to take an audio clip like the one that's where the thing is just spinning around, and I could upload it, and that way just have it and play it when I need it instead of praying that every time I click a button, the equipment's going to act the way I expect it to.
This is a really tough day, not just for me, but for all New Yorkers and all Americans. Ever since I was a young man, it was my dream to be an attorney, to stand for the law and put criminals behind bars, to focus on the victims of crimes, to bring diversity to the community, to make a difference. That's what makes this so very, very difficult. So I'm just going to say it. It is with an extremely heavy heart that I must announce that the New York District Attorney's Office, after an extensive, thorough investigation, has decided to drop all charges against Donald Trump. Furthermore, due to my deteriorating mental health, both as a result of the stress of the case as well as Jack Posobiec's relentless attack and bullying against me, targeting my weight and repeatedly calling me Fat Alvin, implying I'm a member of the Chipmunks. For the record, I am not. I hereby resign from my position as the District Attorney of New York. Now, if you excuse me, I'm off to go indulge in some very delicious chocolate vanilla swirl pudding and eat my feelings.
Hey, here's a good one. Now, a radical transgender group says the Nashville killer felt that the massacre was the only way to be seen.
Come on.
To be seen? Meaning what? I got it. You are caller one. Try again, please. Caller two. Next caller is our winner. So next caller is our winner. Hello.
Hello.
What is your name?
Brian B.
Ryan?
Brian with a B.
Oh, Brian with a B. We need to know because you have just won Eaton Bowl for Two at Bama Lanes.
All right.
And you are going to have a good time on us. That's a $30 value. And you can set up a date. We also hope that folks will come and join our group on Saturday, even though I will... Well, first of all, I couldn't bowl, but I won't be able to attend because I have a family situation I need to attend to this weekend. So, but anyway, thanks for listening, and hang on. Rosie's going to get you all jam up and jelly tight with your prize, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. And we will once again play the Secret Strike again on Wednesday. When we say Shop Wiser by Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, hey, the hardest working man in radio is here. Come on down. I have managed to create lots of stuff for you to remove here today, including me in a straitjacket if this keeps up till 6. Shop Wiser at Kaiser, there's a bunch of reasons why. Number one, location. It's convenient to everybody within the sound of my voice. Two, location and sales tax, because where they are is just beyond the 10% taxes of Montgomery, so you're going to save on whatever you buy. And speaking on saving whatever you buy, it's smart to shop Kaiser because they discount everything up to 60% off. Wiser because they have not just people that sell furniture, but real decor experts and furniture experts who know the inventory, who can give you multiple choices in terms of what you're looking at and the price range you got to work with. And if you're spending more than $1,000, do it at 0% interest with a Synchrony luxury account for qualified customers. Selection. Always great to see everything there is to see. When you finally make a decision on furniture, you don't want doubts in your head like, oh, I wish I had gone here or there. So make sure you include Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. It's an unpretentious building with the best people inside at 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And I think if you visit them at shopkaiser.com, you're going to be impressed and you will want to take a look at this beautiful huge room. They could sell jumbo jets in that place. It's so big. Wear comfortable shoes. That's the last piece of wise advice I have for Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings and shopkaiser.com. And now, local hero Scott Bowers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I'm Kim Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We need to put together some dry days to let the rivers go down, but looks like the chance of showers and thunderstorms continues into the early evening hours tonight before ending, then turning cooler, overnight low temperature down to about 45. Tomorrow, cloudy early in the day, sunshine later on, high temperature up to about 70. Thursday looks like just a great day. Sunshine, comfortable, high around 77, and then we're back to the mid-80s on Friday. I think we're dry during the daytime hours, maybe some showers Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, we all have our moments, right? And if you're around long enough, you learn to just brush them off like water off a duck's back. Why did that become a thing? What is it about water going off a duck's back that is so special?
Well, because it doesn't sink in. It's just like easy. It just runs right off.
I have never seen a duck go into an apoplectic fit because it had water on it. So that's a good metaphor.
Greg, you should have seen the geese out in our front of our church. When it rains like it has rained the last several days, we have a lake out there in the grass. And the geese were out there and all the little birds. I mean, the geese were throwing the water up in the air and letting it come down on them. It was the cutest thing. And all the little birds were just taking a bath in the lake and just having a big time.
You got to watch those geese. They can get you at 419. Anyway, something that arrived in my audio email today with different cuts is a collection of funny bloopers from TV newscasts and weather forecasts.
D.D. Megadoodoo. I'm sorry, Mangoodoo.
Here's some other great town names. Lititz.
Oh, it's Lititz. Lititz.
Let's get excited about that 69. I mean, that's pretty good this time of year, isn't it? I know you're excited about the wind, but I want that 69.
Over the last 2 years, hundreds have landed in the Summit County Medical Examiner's office.
My brother used to break in our house and steal the TV.
But now he's dead.
All right, so I've been trying to, I was hoping to find an audio clip of Tom Cotton dressing down the moron that's our spokesperson. I remember how we used to rag on Jen Psaki, circlebacks. I got to circle back on that because she couldn't give you a straight answer. So I'll circle back to that. And she never did. She was Miss Semicircle for 2 years. So they replaced her with a total 24-carat moron. And I was hoping to have a clip, but she's out there saying, what will I say to Republicans in Congress is, what are you going to say to these parents? Because the inference being that that wasn't a transgender lunatic that shot up that school in Nashville. It was Republicans. And it was their fault. So Josh Hawley said in a tweet, it doesn't get much lower than blaming Republicans in Congress for a transgender killer who targeted a Christian school. Shameful. And it is. But you know what? This is the Biden presidency. It's shameful on so many levels, but they don't care. You think that Josh Hawley quote is on NBC or CBS and ABC? No. But the fact that she, you watch, those networks will work overtime to highlight her genius, her brilliant observation that, yeah, it's the Republicans that made that happen. And I don't know if it'll be sooner or later, but I need to get an affirmative. Oh, I hate that word. I need to get an affirmation.
Yes.
That's different. On what I'm seeing today, that a number of these most recent mass shooters claim to be transgender. Love the picture of the police officers who took her out. And let me ask you this. These men, without hesitation, went in and put their lives on the line to take that lunatic out yesterday.
Absolutely.
Do you think that they will be invited to the White House?
Probably not.
Doesn't that suck?
Yeah.
That's what these people are all about. They'd rather put a medal around the neck of a man pretending to be a woman, like Leah Thomas, as one example. This whole thing is just...
You can't keep up with it.
There's different rules every day and new things that we're supposed to bow down and kowtow to. And you know what? I just want normal back. That's what I want. Let's see what we got here.
Okay.
At 4:23. Yeah, no, those officers not only deserve whatever the highest White House award is. Stop giving them out to comedians and all your favorite, you know, victim groups. Honor somebody that really put their ass on the line to save lives without hesitation. Here's Dennis.
Good afternoon, gang.
Hey.
Hey.
You know, those cops in Nashville, kudos. You know, they did their duty and they took him out like they should have.
I keep getting it mixed up.
It's a her.
It's a she.
Oh, no. He might identify himself as a she.
No.
This is a biological woman transitioning to male.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Greg and I were saying the same thing
yesterday.
Don't
feel bad.
We were corrected.
There has been a lot of confusion on that.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry.
I wish they had put protections in place, though, because even you know them doing their job and taking out the threat,
mm-hmm.
the threat penetrated the school and took out some beautiful children and some really responsible.
Oh my God! I just posted a story on Facebook that'll make you cry. There was one of the victims was a 9-year-old girl who got shot because she was trying to pull the fire alarm.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, if that doesn't
the very fact that she targeted a Christian school. I'm wondering what her true agenda was. I mean, you know, now we can only sit back and speculate.
The libs are working overtime to ultimately blame the school and Christianity for what happened yesterday.
Right.
Count on it. Thank you for the call. 4:25. You have any Fats Domino walking in New Orleans?
No. Andy? I remember the song, though.
Yeah. I'm asking for a friend. 425, we're going to check traffic here in a second. Rich's forecast coming up, and I believe we have 1819 News to look forward to, and they have been a revelation since they became part of what we do here at News Talk 93.1 FM. Well, we are in good hands. We have had our annual tune-up from Clark's. By the way, I'm driving into work today. I'm coming down the street. I drive down every day, and sometimes on my bike. And one of the things I love about Arrowhead is the terrain is, it's not just one big flat land with houses on it. It's got some nice curves, so to speak. It's probably a better way to describe it, but I am not an architect. I'm a hawk show toast. And as you go towards Atlanta Highway, it goes uphill some, and there at the peak of the highest driveway, almost like a beacon to the rest of Arrowhead, is one of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing's beautifully colored trucks. And I thought, that's almost like, hey, do you see that? These are the people that you want to connect with. Get yourself a membership. Get the two annual tune-ups. Save on electric costs and know that the best in the business are a phone call away if the worst happens on a hot and humid afternoon or a very cold winter day. Those who belong to Clark's Club, and it's only $180, well invested, and savings you will get back on lowered electric costs, because when they give you the tune-up like we had a couple of days ago, they leave your system running efficiently. Of course, our system's in really good shape because we bought a new one from them late last summer. They nursed our old unit through a final summer, and then we invested in one that's really great. I mean, when it kicks on, like, it got a little cool last night. So I just hit the digital thermostat up 1 degree, and it's amazing how fast you feel the result. Same thing if it's too warm and you want it colder, you'll feel it within minutes. And very, very energy efficient. Their plumbers possess talent and skill beyond my ability to describe it. So if you have something going on, you know your house, if something's acting up, don't hesitate. Call 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com to learn more. Their Alabama certification number is 99004. All right. Let's see what's happening on the roads. 1819 News right after.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we have these accidents still working. Carver Elementary had a minor accident there. Norman Bridge Road at East South Boulevard. Got some folks on the scene there. And East Boulevard at Lagoon Park, we're still seeing a big backup of traffic past the Harley-Davidson shop on back over to the ponds. Please use caution in those spots. Headed into Montgomery on I-65 northbound, just north of Lee to Hatchie, we had a pretty bad accident. Traffic's backed up for about a mile and a half there. Expect delays getting into Montgomery this afternoon. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
1819 News.
Government officials from Mexico now say that the port on the Yucatan Peninsula has been returned to the owners, Birmingham-based Vulcan Materials. Last week, that property was seized by military and police connected to the Mexican government, along with a Mexico-based company called CEMEX that claimed that one of their ships needed to be unloaded at that port. Alabama congressional delegates condemned the move by Mexico and have recently sat down to meet with those officials at the embassy in Washington, D.C. The Alabama delegates are pleased with the recent withdrawal and want it to be very clear to Mexico's president that aggression towards American interests will not be tolerated. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
A lot of people ask me, what can I do to actually make a difference in D.C. and my state government? Well, I use Quick Letter, K-W-I-K Letter. It seems simple, but the tried and true method to get their attention is by writing a real letter. I use the Quick Letter app for my phone to write all my representatives a real letter in a matter of minutes. Quick Letter automatically determines your representatives. You write or dictate a letter on your phone, then tap the name of every representative you want to receive that letter. Quick Letter handles the rest. Go to quickletter.com or download the Quick Letter app today.
There was a shooting in Gulf Shores on Monday night at a popular restaurant for spring breakers, The Hangout, on Beach Boulevard. Witnesses claim a fight broke out between some girls, and then a male suspect pulled a gun and fired 6 rounds. One person was injured and taken to a hospital, and a 21-year-old male was taken into custody. Students at various schools throughout Houston County will be taking part in a peanut breeding program this spring. The Wiregrass Peanut Project will be in conjunction with Hudson Alpha. Planting has already taken place and involves 153 students. This coming April, the students will extract DNA from those peanuts and then begin the analysis process to create more drought and disease-resistant peanuts. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Excellent news site. We played it earlier. Later on, you'll hear Ted Cruz spitting, as Liberty Daily calls it, hellfire on open border pusher Alejandro Mayorkas. But we're going from hellfire to class here on the show as we welcome Hayden McDonald. And how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
The news is getting to me a little bit, Hayden, to be quite honest with you.
I'm sure.
It's just crazy, especially after that horrible tragedy yesterday in Nashville.
Awful. It's awful. It's just terrible.
But we have been trying to help with the Women in Blue project that you're involved in. Hayden is a cancer survivor and is now trying to help others who don't have access to basic necessities, even sometimes rides to get treatment. At the Cancer Wellness Foundation provides so much of that. So we're trying to raise, you and how many, 17 other women?
That's right, yes. I'm one of the 18 Women in Blue.
And I hope you all hit your goals. I mean, that would be the ultimate and ideal outcome. How are we doing, and how can people help?
Yes, doing really well. My goal is $5,000. I'm at about $3,000 right now, so I do still have a little ways to go. We've got, right at about three, almost 4 days, coming in on only about 3 days left to give, because it runs through the 31st.
Okay. And I have a, if you scroll down, just to stop number four on the front of my Facebook wall, there is a picture of Hayden. You can click the link below there, and that's how you can make a donation to the Cancer Wellness Foundation in her name and help her achieve this goal. And we hope we can get you a little bit closer.
That'd be great. I really appreciate your help so much.
It is our pleasure. And I guess in about, 27 and 15, 42 shopping minutes, we'll be talking to your husband.
Farewell.
Thank you so much for checking in with us this afternoon, Hayden.
Yes, thank you, Greg.
Take care. All right. It's always nice to have a distraction, a worthy distraction.
Yeah.
And I tell you, she is a walking reminder that young, healthy people can still get hit by these horrible cancers. And it can be beaten, but man, the process. One of the most touching stories, I think it was a few years ago, it was during when we were doing Saturday morning shows.
Mm-hmm.
Her birthday came along, and her friends and neighbors, because of social distancing, and of course going through chemo, you're at a much higher risk
right.
to infection from anything. There was literally a parade by her front door with people honking and wishing her a happy birthday.
Yeah.
And at the time, we prayed that she would have many more, and we're off to a good start.
Yep.
This is Papa B.
Hey, Greg, Rosie.
Hey.
Hi.
Man, aren't y'all tired of the same old lame brain argument that break out every time there's a shooting?
Yes.
It's the same as going around the mulberry bush time again.
Yep.
And, let's just call it, it's Democrat Party. No, let's call it what it is. It's the Socialist Party. It's the Communist Party.
Communist Party.
And they will, they got an agenda, and they will try to fab up whatever kind of either lie or mischaracterization
mm-hmm.
or whatever they can use to achieve their objective, which is to disarm the American people.
Yeah, because there's no way America will accept communism without a good fight, and yeah. This is how all of these horrible people throughout history have come into power. First, you disarm your citizenry. Why that's so hard for so many people to understand is beyond me. I guess they want this. I guess that's what they want.
Well, and there's no point in trying to reason with them anymore.
You can't.
That's my whole thing. There's no point in trying to reason with, you know, this Jean, whatever her name is up there. They won't listen to reason.
Oh.
They won't listen to it. Thank goodness. Thank the Lord for the Constitution and people that are willing to stand up for it. Because otherwise, we would have been overrun a long time ago.
But, you know, they're slowly what they're eroding with all of this. You see the survey that came out that said the number of people who believe in the country and patriotism is dwindling? Mm-hmm. That's the result they're shooting for. Why put your life on the line to save something if you don't care about it?
I would suggest that who wrote that poll? I don't know if that poll is right, wrong, or indifferent. Maybe it is. But, you know, you're right. They are trying to erode, you know, the country from within, and they've, you know, done it for a long time. They've been real sneaky about it, getting all their little people in, you know, to places of power. But so far, it hasn't happened. And I
but they're constantly throwing shade on America. Mm-hmm. They're constantly hating on the founding fathers. They're constantly hating on the Constitution. It's all racist, it's all sexist, and all this other crap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's having an impact, and it's starting from the bottom up, from the younger ages up. We were taught that America was great in school. That is not happening now, and we're going to pay a terrible price for it. Well, my great virtual producer, Morris Rinnenberg, found Josh Hawley, senator from Missouri. He's one of the handful. Ted Cruz is one of the handful. We'll hear from him again a little bit later. Rand Paul, did you hear what happened to his staff member? Got beaten in D.C.
No.
In broad daylight. Yeah. This, not long, or a couple of years anyway, after Rand Paul himself was attacked by a neighbor. See, this is what happens when infants, people with infant brains, can't get their point across. They've got to, if I can't win the argument, I will just beat you up. I will try to kill you, which is what happened to this individual as part of Rand Paul's staff. I don't know that there's a relation involved. At first, I thought it was before the facts started, there might have been a son or somebody connected to his son. I don't know. But he was targeted in broad daylight in our nation's capital. That recently was told by Congress, no, you're not going to make it easier to get out of jail in D.C. Idiots. Here's Josh.
Mr. President, we must also tell the truth about what happened yesterday in Nashville. This murderous rampage, this taking of innocent life, was a horrific crime, but more specifically, it was a hate crime. A crime that, according to Nashville police, specifically targeted, that's their word, targeted the members of this Christian community, the members of this religious institution, its students, its educators, its employees. Let's be clear, Mr. President, federal law prohibits the targeting of violence against any American on the basis of religious affiliation or religious practice or religious belief. But that is, according to police, exactly what we saw happen yesterday. The members of this community were singled out because of their religious affiliation. And now, three young children are dead. And three educators are dead because of their affiliation with this religious institution. Because of their beliefs, because of their work, because of their service. That is a crime under federal law, and it must be treated as such.
And he was in connection to that, just obliterated the moron White House spokes idiot, Corinne Jean-Pierre Paul, whatever, who just blamed it on Republicans, and she can do that because she'll have the full and wholehearted support of the legacy media to support her ignorant opinion. 440, back to the traffic dungeon. Rich's forecast coming up.
from the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we've got a grass fire on I-65 southbound. This is going to be right near County Road 40 and Pine Level. Watch out for emergency units responding there. Got an accident, Norman Bridge Road and East South Boulevard, a second one there now. And East Boulevard at Lagoon Park, they're trying to get that cleared. We were seeing a backup of traffic there not too long ago, and it looks to be still in place past Harley-Davidson on back to about the ponds at Lagoon Park. And if you're headed into Montgomery on I-65 northbound, right around mile marker 151, which is just past Lee-to-Hatchie, got about a two-mile backup there because of an accident from much earlier this afternoon. Invisible Fence has indoor-outdoor systems. Not only do they help keep your pet safe, but they've got the perfect start training method. That makes all the difference. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family-owned, family-driven.
Your roof protects the biggest investments you will ever make.
So make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship, at a fair price.
No gimmicks.
And did you know we do windows and siding, too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You're glad you did.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Days are longer, and our prices are lower at Cafco's Spring Open House. This week, join us daily for door prizes and the best sale of the season on all your favorites like home decor, floral supplies, gift items, and more. Don't miss our wreath class Saturday, April 1st at 1 with Tina from out in the country. Shop our sale more than once for daily deals and surprises throughout the store. Cafco's Spring Open House sale this week, 9 till 5, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We need to put together some dry days to let the rivers go down, but looks like the chance of showers and thunderstorms continues into the early evening hours tonight before ending, then turning cooler, overnight low temperature down to about 45. Tomorrow, cloudy early in the day, sunshine later on, high temperature up to about 70. Thursday looks like just a great day. Sunshine, comfortable, high around 77, and then we're back to the mid-80s on Friday. I think we're dry during the daytime hours, maybe some showers Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
We have a business leader here in the studio with us this afternoon, and he's a friend as well, Kenny McMahon from Turf Stalkers. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself, sir?
I hope Brian is out there edging, trimming, pressure washing, doing something.
I think now he's doing paperwork and computer work.
By the way, you know, when we tell the story of Turf Stalker, we talked about the fact that, you know, he was raised on News Talk, right?
He was.
And when he was getting ready to plan his future, I remember very vividly the day he called the show and said, is there any way do you think I could sit down with Brant McDonald and ask some questions? Because I'm thinking about going into business and so forth. And that meeting did happen, right?
Yes, it did.
And he did some other, took some other preliminary steps to...
Yes, sir. When he was graduating in 2011, and he was tossing going in the military or doing the business, and he chose to do the business. So I told him, if you're going to do it, you got to do it right. You got to pay taxes. You got to do everything just like anyone else would, go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked to Steve Duros. We talked to...
Steve!
Yep.
My favorite bowler.
Brant. We talked to several people and got him all lined up, and off he went.
So, and he was in the Air Force 6 years?
5 years.
5 years, okay. Yep. And worked on a plane called the Night Stalker, and that is what inspired the name Turf Stalker.
Yes, sir.
So you've been, is this your second or third year now? Third year, isn't it?
Well, this will be our, all in all, it's been going since 2011, but as Turf Stalkers, this will be our third year, yes.
And you're doing all kinds of properties, right? Not just people's homes, but you're doing commercial properties too?
Yes, sir. We've got several commercial properties. We've got a lot of homes. We're doing a lot of pressure washing. Everything's just picking up.
You know, there's a difference between a little pressure washer you buy at Home Depot and the, you know, getting the real deal done. My blackened chimney at the house is waiting for Turf Stalkers to come by and hit it.
It will not be long, I promise you.
In fact, let me ask you a question. Does it make sense to pressure wash the shingles on your roof? Because we've got areas where this, it looks like we have black water running down.
A lot of people do pressure wash the roof. I've never been a fan because all you're doing is really washing off the asphalt.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I've never been a fan of it.
Maybe I can figure out a way to make that look work for the house. But the chimney, we're going to, we're giving a new look to our patio. And, I would hate to have that beautiful outcome be spoiled because it sits right next to a chimney on the back of the house that I don't know what goes on there. We don't use it. You know, we don't even know how to start the darn thing, but it does need a good pressure washing.
For some reason, chimneys tend to go black pretty quick.
Let's talk about when you say commercial properties, they're really, I know we've talked at Baumhauer's and stuff, you do some pretty large jobs, right?
We've got properties anywhere from just your average home all the way up to 8 acres.
So, and I always say, you can retire from certain things early without having to completely retire and not having to be pulled around by a self-propelled mower or riding around on a mower in the intense, I mean, we're just getting started here. We've had some warm days, but nothing like what's coming up for 5 or 6 months. So give the job to you guys. And I, your prices are very competitive.
We try to stay competitive. I can't compete, or none of us can, in the business with little Johnny down the street.
Yeah.
You know, he's borrowing mom and dad's mower.
Right.
Our mowers are a lot more expensive.
By the way, something that Brian and all the King's Horses and all the King's Men couldn't figure into the equation not that long ago was the impact of inflation on your particular type of business. Has that been a challenge?
It has, in different ways. The fuel price was the very first one that really hit us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when diesel fuel shot up, our vehicles are diesel. I mean, we have to haul equipment, so we have to have something that'll haul the weight.
Right.
So, I mean, that really hurt us. And then the gas prices, ever since Kay Ivey.
Oh, the gas tax, yeah, that was a good precursor to what was to come, wasn't it?
It was.
It's been very helpful for businesses locally. So, you have a Facebook page.
Yes, sir, we do.
Turf Stalkers, that's one word.
Yes, sir.
And the number is 558-1611. Is there anything you would like to add?
That pretty much sums it up. We also have a web page on the internet.
Oh, what is that web address?
Turfstalkers.com.
Wow, okay.
Excuse me, turfstalkers@yahoo.com.
All right. So if you want to email or phone for or have them come out and take a look, they do phenomenal work. I really believe that his 5 years in the Air Force invoked a discipline that you see in the results that you guys produce.
It did.
So choose wisely and choose them if you're looking for somebody to, and again, doesn't matter what size home, big or small, and commercial properties and large properties, 8 acres. They can handle it. Thank you for coming by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, we are at 4:50, and I think here in a second we should be getting the Wall Street Business Report. Hang on, I know it sounds like I don't know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I just don't know that I'm doing it on time. Yes, I am correct. The Wall Street Business Report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Weakness for some big tech stocks tugged Wall Street a bit lower. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%. More stocks rose than fell within the index. The Dow and NASDAQ were also down slightly. There was relative calm even in the bond market, which has been home to some of Wall Street's wildest moves since fears flared about banks earlier this month. Yields were only making modest moves higher. The Dow was down 37 points to finish at 32,394. The NASDAQ lost 52 to 11,716. The S&P 500 dropped 6 points to 3971. New York oil rose 39 cents to $73.20 a barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Congratulations, graduates. Unimportant that some of you still can't spell congratulations. But it doesn't matter, because there are no grades and there is no valedictorian. In fact, you're all valedictorians. So as you prepare to go out there into the real world, know that we haven't prepared you at all. It's nothing like what you have experienced here at Snowflake College. You may now move the tassel to the other side of your mortarboard. I'm talking about your cap, the tassel on your cap, huh? Bunch of morons.
All right, it is 4:53 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Somebody has become one of my favorite. Actually, when you count, we got Cruz and Howley and Rand Paul, and of course, John Kennedy from Louisiana.
Love him.
Yes, he is a very witty man in a very subtle and dry way. And apparently, Merrick Garland was in front of his committee today on the Nashville massacre. And let's see what this, how this went.
Do you plan on opening a hate crime investigation for the targeting of Christians?
The FBI and ATF are both on the scene working with the local police. As of now, motive hasn't been identified, and the police chief said at the last, at his last press conference, that they don't yet have reached a conclusion with respect to motive. We are certainly working full-time with them to try and determine what the motive is. And, of course, motive is what determines whether it's a hate crime.
Yeah, because I would hate for a whack job like that to come into a school and murder 3 children and 3 adults that had a good attitude about it. What the hell else would it be? This jerk off, this is what we've got. This is what we are stuck with. This is what we got with the 81 million people who you can thank for voting for Joe Biden. This pathetic lunatic who is still bitter about not making it to the Supreme Court, and thank God he's not there. Yeah. Or you'd be watching an accelerated destruction of the country. Unbelievable. Yeah, because people that go in and just randomly shoot, I guess it's better if they don't have hate in their heart. I cannot believe these people at times. But I don't have a whole lot of choice either. I want to thank our virtual producer, Morris Drunenberg, for sending that to me.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
from the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center. Here's the latest traffic update.
Well, if you're inbound to Montgomery on I-65 southbound, County Road 40 near Pine Level, we had a grass fire earlier. We're not sure if they're still working that. Please use caution and watch out for units there. Also, Norman Bridge Road at East South Boulevard, they're wrapping up an accident there. East Boulevard at Lagoon Park, we're still seeing a backup of traffic there. And if you're headed into Montgomery on I-65 northbound around mile marker 151 just past Leda Hatchie, we've got a big backup in traffic there due to an accident that happened much earlier this afternoon. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhart Toyota. Camrys, Corollas, Tundras, Tacomas. They go fast. Reinhart Toyota, East Boulevard, Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Police say the Nashville school shooter legally bought 7 firearms in recent years and hid the guns from her parents before killing 3 children and 3 adults at a Christian school. Police on Tuesday said the shooter did not specifically target her victims during the shooting at the Covenant School on Monday. The victims included 3 9-year-olds and the head of the school. Shooter Audrey Hale was a former student at that school. Authorities say Hale was not known to them before the attack. Police say Hale was under a doctor's care for an undisclosed emotional disorder. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 37 points. The NASDAQ dropped 52. The S&P 500 lower by 6. Oil up 39 cents to close at $73.20 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Be real, retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74, and for many